Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you, and I'm very excited about having our good friend Debbie on the show. Debbie is the co-CEO and co-founder of Housewares America. But you know her as the Green Bag Lady. You also know her as the lady who makes handy things. She's an incredible inventor for our time. She's an outstanding entrepreneur, and she loves talking about things that will help you be successful, the things that she's learned that she can help you with. And I love the way she gives back, and we're glad she likes to do it on our show. Debbie Meyer, welcome back to the show.
Oh, hi. It's my pleasure to be here again. You know I love you.
Well, Debbie, it's good to have you back, and I meant what I said. I want to thank you for the way you give back, and it's a very, very impressive thing, a very important thing, and we appreciate it very much.
Well, thank you. It's very important to me because I know where I've been, and I know where I want to go, and I know there's a lot of people who'd like to be there too. So
right. Well,
we'll get there together.
Well, and you know, the thing is that, you know, in the previous segment I was talking to Oded Shinkar about imitation.
Right.
And one of the forms of imitation is just learning from other people what they've done and finding out what they did right, what they did wrong, and doing one and not doing the other.
It sure is.
You know, imitation doesn't just mean you copy what they did. It could be that you copy how they behaved, how they managed.
You're absolutely right. And I mean, everybody does always think about imitation in terms of somebody, you know, ripping something off or, you know, copying something that is financially important to you, but you're absolutely right in that copying a successful model can help, and especially in hard times. We're in really difficult financial times, and I talk to a lot of people. I do speaking engagements, and one of the number one questions I get is, how do I get through this? How do I survive? I'm a small business person. I'm an entrepreneur. I have a very small business. Some people have employees, some people don't have employees, but it's important. And, I mean, honestly, the very first thing on my list is attitude.
Mm-hmm.
You have to take stock of your mental attitude right now. Do you have the guts?
Mm-hmm. This attitude you're talking about is not like having an attitude.
You're talking about positivity,
as you say, the guts, and in order to find out what your attitude is, you have to have a word with yourself, don't you?
Oh, you certainly do. And sometimes the best word you can have with yourself is sitting down at your computer or with a piece of paper and a pencil and writing down making two columns, mm-hmm. The positives about what I'm doing and the negatives.
The Ben Franklin close.
And then actually, erase the center line and try and meld the two. Mm-hmm. I have a very favorite. I have a little rock that was given to me. It's kind of funny. I've had it for a very long time, and it says, I'm holding it right now. It says, "Don't give up 5 minutes before the miracle happens." And
right.
I translate that as meaning never give up.
Yeah.
And
that's one. That is one of the things. That's one of the markers of an entrepreneur, Debbie.
It is.
Is we don't know when to stop. And I've got that problem. I mean, I'm that way about everything. I never know. I don't know when to quit. And unfortunately, Debbie, I know entrepreneurs who have said, you know what? I didn't quit when I should have. I'm only saying that because they hung on to something that was not tenable. That's what we have to learn how to do. We have to learn how, and this is a little thing that one of my mentors taught me, and I actually somehow I wind up saying it on the show quite a bit because I think it really works. He once told me I was confused about a project. I didn't know what to do, where to go. And he said, Jim, it's this simple. Ask yourself this question. Do I have a fighting chance, or do I just have a chance to fight?
Oh, wonderful.
And that's really helped crystallize a lot of go, no-go situations for me. What do you think?
Oh, I agree completely. You know, I always tell people, you know, they go, well, I have this business model. And I said, well, don't be so in love with your model that you can't change it on a dime and get
right.
Sense change. Because that's, I mean, the core of being an entrepreneur is flexibility.
Well, giving that's, up, when you say giving up, that doesn't mean you go home.
Absolutely.
You can change. You can abandon a bad idea and move in another direction. It's still
we talk about innovation.
Yeah.
Innovation in all forms. It's not just technology. Innovation
right.
comes from, usually the greatest innovation comes from crisis.
Right.
The motivation in crisis makes you change what you're doing to get through the crisis. It's as simple as that.
And Debbie, give us your website, please.
Oh, it's DebbieMeyer.com.
M-E-Y-E-R. We're going to take a quick break. Right back with Debbie. I told you we'd get smarter when Debbie joined us. Tony Tail, stay with us. We'll be right back.
With some of the guys you knew before, between the two of us guys, you know I love you more. It took me by surprise.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.